Thank you for starting your Friday morning with us. It's the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm, it's Friday. Mm-hmm. Fall is here. There's like a crispness in the air.
Yeah,
I'm super
it's all good,
excited
right?
about that. Yeah, and I was just reading about Jason Aldean. He's so funny. Jason said that his whole life, he's always only had trucks, right? Trucks and big SUVs sure. and stuff like that. So he made an impulse buy recently. He was at a car dealership. And he dove right in and he bought himself a car, a very expensive car. He bought a Mercedes AMG GT, which is crazy sauce.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice.
So, you know, cause he's at the dealership and he's looking around, probably buying something for his wife and yeah, sees that. And just, like, he said he just got totally sucked into how amazing this car is.
Right.
So he's doing an interview and he's talking about how, you know, he bought this car and the guy talking to him said, well, you know, how much was it? How much did you spend? And he said, it was too much. You know, I think I'm just going to take it back. I think I'm going to take it back because it was much, too much money.
And for a guy who has as much money as he does yeah. to say that,
right.
let you know how.
Well, because it's crazy. It's yeah. like, what? Don't you ever pass a car on the road and you're like, really, do you need that? Do you yeah. need that vehicle?
Yeah.
I don't think you really need
that. We're the kind
that.
Of people, we'll walk into a dealership just like Jason Aldean does, and we'll see the super expensive, the most yeah. expensive car right there and go.
And we'll sit in it and we'll take pictures in it and stuff, yeah.
And then we'll look at the window sticker and go, not if I lived 1,000 lifetimes. But
right.
Jason Aldean will go, yeah, here's a yeah. check, whatever.
But because he's a regular guy, like he's got buyer's remorse, right?
Right?
So he's returning the car. Hopefully the
yeah.
tags are still on. yeah, so it got us thinking about, you know, maybe those purchases that you make that you either regret or, you know, like you just kind of impulse buy.
Yeah. Now, I know you are a late night Amazon shopper, Andy.
I am. It's
after a martini or two shopper.
So what happens then is because sometimes like if I can't fall asleep right away, I'll just jump online and like look at a couple apps and then order things and then mm-hmm. I forget because I'll fall asleep right afterwards and then packages will come and I'm like, oh,
it's like Christmas.
Gosh. So luckily I know to only have apps where I can return the stuff to
okay.
the stores because I'm never going to get it back in the mail. But yeah, with Amazon, I can't do that. So most recently that happened to me. I ordered a blanket that I don't really regret, but my husband was last night. He mentioned that he was like, why did you buy that? And it's one of those weighted blankets
because
I've always wanted one.
Good, yeah.
I just thought, yeah, and the kids love it. Like they came home from school and they were like, oh my gosh, this is so heavy.
Sure.
Mom, this is so great. I was like, right? Like,
especially with the cool weather coming.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're just, I mean, it's just, it feels like a hug on you. It's so
sure.
lovely. It's those weighted blankets are awesome. They're
but.
So calming, you know, and I got it on sale.
Okay.
But yeah, he's not.
Hubby's not a fan.
Me. He's not a big fan. He thinks it's dumb.
So are you gonna return it?
No, I'm not returning it. I'm totally keeping it.
There you go. I bought maybe like 12 years ago, and it's in what should be a dining room. A giant arcade Ms. Pac-Man Galaga game. And like 12 years ago, I mean, I was, you know, still single but younger. I'm like, this is cool. I'm gonna have a game room. I'm gonna get a pool table and a foosball table. Well, that was all I got because it's kind of expensive. And the problem is, even though it still is kind of fun to have,
yeah,
I've moved like 10 times since then.
Oh my gosh, that must be such a pain.
It's way too big for me or any of my friends to move. So we have
yeah.
to pay, the percentage of the moving cost just for that one item
just for that.
Is staggering. And it makes me think I've spent 10 times more in moving it than I did in buying it.
That's hilarious.
So, God, so if anyone wants one, you know.
That's hilarious.
So that's the one. That's the one I regret.
That's you. Yeah,
yeah.
Buyer's remorse
yeah.
on that. All right.
Every time I look at it.
Tell us about your impulse buy. 215-263-6700.
Hey, good morning. I want to talk about my impulse buy.
Tell us, what'd you do?
So I was at the clinic counter at Macy's, and there was this really nice guy, and he was telling me how great my skin would be if I start using the products, and he sweet talked me into buying over $200 worth of Clinique products.
Oh my gosh.
I was literally driving home and I stopped at another Macy's and I took a back look. Is there anything wrong with it? I'm like, I can't.
I know. And $200 worth of Clinique stuff is not a lot of product,
no.
right?
It was three things.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Are you serious? It's that pricey? Expensive.
Well, I think you did the right thing. You feel good about it, right?
I do. I feel so much better having an extra $200 in my pocket.
Yeah, good for you.
And you got the excitement of buying it, right? You got that thrill, but you still got your money.
Exactly. I had the thrill and then the immediate remorse as I'm walking out of the store. What should I do?
That's so funny. It all turned out okay, though. We're proud of you.
Thank you.
What's your name, by the way?
I'm Jen.
Jen, thanks so much for calling. It's great to hear from you.
Thank you, Andy. Love you guys.
So we are talking about buyer's remorse. What was the impulse buy that you made?
So I was at a Phillies game, and I bought a Phillies hoodie just because I was cold without thinking about the price. So when I got an alert, spent $80. So I actually checked the receipt, and I returned it later in the game.
That's how you play it. You wear it for like 6 innings, and you return it.
Right. I'm going to keep that in my toolbox for later.
That's so funny. That's not stealing at all. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
Good morning, Molly.
I spent $500 on a Kenny Chesney ticket.
On one ticket?
One ticket, and I hope I don't get a divorce over this.
Does Kenny Chesney come with the ticket?
Oh, God, no. Okay. That would be a lot more. But it's going to be so worth it, and I just love you guys, and I love your show.
Oh, well, thanks, Molly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.